Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Sunday Punk Club, Victimised. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If you wanted to find out about the Sunday Punk Club on Facebook, how would you do it?
I'd probably go to facebook.com/ the Sunday Punk Club.
And you'd be right to do so. It's Tony One, probably being internet nil. Let me tell you a little bit about where that track's come from. It's from, and we've got a sort of a semi-special, we've got a semi-special this week. Once a year, Bannerman's Bar in Edinburgh, which is a fantastic music bar, which is where I have my solo show at the Fringe during August. The rest of the year, they do music 3 or 4 nights a week. And once a year, they bring out a CD of the best bands that have played there over the last year. And while I was up there the other week, these CDs are free, by the way, free from the bar. You've got to go in the bar, have a drink, while you're there, and pick up a CD. Anyway, I sneakily took 2 because I thought I'd play a few tracks off it and give it away as a competition, which is what I'm doing this week.
Oh, nice.
So the Sunday Punk Club, that track, Victimised, is one of the tracks on it. I'm actually playing 4. It's a 10-track CD. I've one to give away. We'll do a question at the end that'll be really, really easy. We're playing 4 bands off it and 4 other bands. because this is also, as if that wasn't enough as a banner, and the CD's called Under the Bridge. It's actually volume 10, so they've obviously been doing it for 10 years, which is very, very impressive. It's a mixture of rock and punk, basically.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much all Scottish, I think. All very good. So do stay tuned for the whole show so you can get the question at the end, which we'll do in that last bit where we sometimes have a bit of a problem.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be playing four tracks from it. I'm afraid I don't know much about the bands off this CD. I have literally just picked it up, listened to it, picked four and thought, that'll do nicely. So I've got some additional material for you, Tone.
Okay.
And I would have... Let's do this now. If you want to find more about what's on at Bannerman's in Edinburgh, and hello to Christian and Karen who run it, bannermanslive.co.uk. BannermansLive.co.uk. Right, now, I've got a joke for you, Tom.
Okay.
And this joke has come through from Graham, who I think is featured on this show more than he is on his own. yeah. Thanks so much for sending your joke through. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. This joke I've heard before, but it's a cracker. Here goes. He goes, "Hi Paul, here's a joke for you. A man is driving around Tennessee and sees a sign in front of a house, talking dog for sale. He rings the bell and the owner tells him the dog is in the backyard. The guy goes around the back and sees a black Labrador retriever sitting there. You talk?" he asks. "Yep." Labrador says, he's from Tennessee, Tony. I'm going to try and do the accent here.
Nice.
The guy can't believe his ears, but plays along. "So what's your story?" he asks. Labrador looks up and says, "Well, I discovered I could talk when I was pretty young. I wanted to help the government, so I told the CIA about my gift. And in no time, they had me jetting from country to country, sitting in rooms with spies and world leaders, because no one figured a dog would be eavesdropping. I was one of their most valuable spies for 8 years running, but after a while, the jetting around really tired me out, and I knew I wasn't getting any younger. So I decided to settle down. I signed up for a job at the airport to do security work, wandering near suspicious characters and listening in. I uncovered some illegal dealings and was awarded a batch of mess. Eventually, I got married, had a mess of pups, and now I'm retired." The guy's amazed. He asks the owner what he wants for the dog. $10, the guy says. $10 for a dog that can actually talk? Why so cheap? Because he's a fucking liar. He never did any of that shit. Thank you very much, Graham. Oh, I've just accidentally pressed the wrong button and now I'm on the internet where I don't want to be. Come off internet. Here he goes. So if you have a joke for us, thank you very much, Graham, by the way. That is possibly one of my favourite jokes, I should say. So okay. I'm very happy to have ruined it with a suspect Tennessee accent, to say the least. As I say, if you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email Comedy Suburbs. I'll do my best to ruin it live on air. Right, next track this week, Tony.
Okay.
I could not be more excited about this. This is the new track from a forthcoming album from Limousine.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you very much to Limadine for sending this through. Of course, he said, we're going to be the first people to play it. So you have not heard this song before we've played it right now. I am so excited. Limousine, I think, will be more than up for should we get the Punky Radio 10th anniversary gig together this July. I'm sure they'll be more than up for playing because they haven't gigged since I saw them last May, and because they've been writing a new album, and they'll be writing and touring and gigging the new album in summer. So we should be up on that, shouldn't we?
That'd be excellent.
Would be excellent.
Good to see them.
Meantime, thank you so much for sending this through, Limousine. What is Limousine's website, Tony?
Limousine.co.uk?
No, limousineband.com. And Limousine's L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E band.com. Paul of the Internet One, Tony One. And, oh, I'm so excited. This is Beers, Guitars and Scars. Broken bones, kill me now. The place I'm among, the place I'm among. The biggest guitars and scars, la 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 la. Biggest guitars and scars, la 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 la. Biggest guitars and scars, la 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 la. Straight from the past, if you want. Straight from the past, if you want. I got a fucking receipt lying by my side. I think I'm cursed till the day I die. I'm a broken man. Broken. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks, Stu. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the brilliant Limousine and Beers, Guitars and Scars. I can't wait for their new album, when, of course, we will end up playing every track off it like we normally do. Yep. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. In that case, it's time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook and do want to leave us a comment, do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, tell us what you liked or what you didn't like, just get involved. That's the whole point of social media, and that's what we're there for.
One thing I always like, Tony, and one thing I never tire of is that little song.
It is true, we do take it for granted now.
Well, you do. I love it.
So we've got a few responses to last week's show. So obviously from the songs we featured from the downloadable sampler thing, in Portuguese thing that we did. Circle de Fogo. They've been in touch saying thanks for the support. Thank you very much.
And we got a little bit of Portuguese interest last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed we were shared by a few Portuguese bands and fans across the lands.
Oh, excellent. Calgary Kelly's been in touch saying, hey,
who?
Guys, Calgary Kelly or Kelly.
Hello, Calgary Kelly.
Hey guys, I remember a few or more shows back, Paulie said Tony's all ones and zeros. If that's the case, Paulie's all sixes and sevens. Austin Powers reference. Anyways, love the show, guys. Calgary Kelly.
Yeah, lovely. I am all at sixes and sevens most of the times. But you didn't say I'm all, obviously, you said I'm all at sixes and sevens, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's an old saying, isn't it? Yeah, I'm all at sixes and sevens, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
I have been for years. Mind you, I'm an old man.
I am all ones and zeros.
Yeah.
This is true. Les Corey has been touching, get well soon. Although your snotfilled head is making you sound rather sexy at the moment. So I should probably keep it to myself. Well, Les. There you go.
Indeed. Oh, I'm just about better. I'm still a bit snotty.
So it's good to have options in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it's nice to know that should things not work out for me with women in England, I can move to America to live with a man.
Okay, exactly. And Fatboy's been in touch. Saying you're doing a great job on the best, Tony. I know. I am. It's just something I do.
Oh, was that it?
That's it. That's it with Facebook, yeah.
No goth hugging.
No, he's keeping that to himself.
Fair enough. Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And now, time for something completely different. Bob D with Petro, Tony.
Okay.
Right, this has come through via Manila PR, and it's been billed as an anti-Valentine single, and we normally do an anti-Valentine special, don't we? I'll need to get my head around that. Mm. Possibly next week, possibly the week after. I don't know whether we will do it this year because of the way the dates fall, but certainly this is an anti-Valentine single of sorts. And it's anthemic, medium pace, but catchy as hell. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You've gone completely. You've gone completely. Where are you?
Hello, I'm here. You cut out quite a long. It says it's anthemic, long that you cut off right there.
Oh, then it's okay.
Came back.
No, that's how I'll do that. It's anthemic medium paced rock, Tony, but it's catchy as hell.
Excellent.
Excellent indeed. What do you think Bob D with Petro's website is?
BobDewPetro.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony too, probably the internet one. And this could be written about you, Tony. This is Socially Awkward. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bob D with Petro, Socially Awkward. This is the bit when I ask you the big question of the week, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything last week?
No. I didn't. No.
You can just leave it there, Tony.
Okay, fair enough. What did you do?
Didn't do anything. Let's not clutch at straws here. We don't need to know that you went shopping.
Where did you get to?
I went to Oslo. I had a nightmare getting there. I got the bus at 5:10 on Friday morning from here, and it had snowed all night, and it was touch and go whether the bus driver was going to make it to Stansted Airport. At one point, going up uphill in Bishop Stortford, he actually, the back of the bus swung out onto the pavement in the ice.
Oops.
Nearly took out a bus stop. By the time we got to the airport, about half an hour late, when I got off the bus, I shook the bus driver's hand and said, "Well done, mate, that was a fantastic bit of driving." He went, "I didn't think I'd make it." He was still shaking.
Jesus.
Got to the airport, 2.5 hour delay. Can't get any conversation until it's 3 hours.
Oh, right.
So we didn't take off till gone 11, which meant we didn't get to Oslo till about, the time difference, about 3 o'clock. But then Oslo wasn't as bad as England.
Okay.
And it's cool. I was there with Jeremy O'Donnell and Dan Evans. And didn't they do a great job? Yes, they did. And didn't Jeremy do a great job of, at the airport, buying half a bottle of 60% vodka and then drinking it during the night? He was the most drunk man, the most entertaining drunk man I think I've ever seen. He was completely larruped after the show, but it manifests itself in different ways, doesn't it? As you know, I've got a history of turning into a bit of an arsehole when I'm leathered. But he turned into, I can only, he's a very tall man, he's 6'5", quite spindly. And have you seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Oh, not for a while, but yeah.
At the very end of the film, you know, when the big lanky alien gets out?
Yeah.
Imagine that doing robotics. That was Jeremy walking down the street. It was hilarious. And he was laughing, doing it. He's going, I can't control my hands or feet. I'm like, you really can't, Jeremy. He goes, I think I need to go over. And I think you do too. Anyway, brilliant weekend there. Loads and loads of fun. On the way back, got back no trouble at all. Got back to Stansted Airport and the bus didn't show up.
Ah.
At all. So I had to go via Cambridge back to the, didn't get back to the airport. I was 10 at night, absolutely gutted. But great new venue. Oh, on the Friday night, the venue is the clubhouse for the Turbojugend in Oslo, which is obviously the most important Turbojugend in the world, because Turbo Negro are kind of based out of Oslo, basically. So it's, and I'd kind of forgotten it was there. So when our show finished and suddenly 20 Turbojugend banged in, I was going, oh, wow, it's the clubhouse. So I got to know loads of them. Said hello. So hello to the Oslo Turbojugend. I'm not saying they're my new best mates, but we certainly got on all right, Tone.
Excellent.
Had a good time. Right, so that's what I did last week. I'll tell you what I'm doing this week in the second half of the show. Right now, I want to play you two songs in... No, I'm not. I'm just playing you two songs in a row. The next one is one from the Bannerman's Bar Under the Bridge Volume 10 CD. And listen out for Dustaphonics after this. Two cracking songs in a row here, Tony. First one from a band called The King Lot.
Okay.
What is The King Lot's website?
TheKingLot.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Reed in Step 1, and this is As We Burn.
Try to chase me as they burn. As they burn.
easier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, you've already heard from the Dustaphonics in this show playing under us in a bed, but that one you just heard was the lead track from their most recent album, Big Smoke London Town, a track called The Message. And hello to the Dustaphonics, and particularly Ivan, for being such a great bloke and keeping us in touch with what they're doing and inviting us to shows and everything else. What is the Dustaphonics Facebook page?
Facebook.com/the Dustaphonics.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie Bean instead. Mm. What? This is turning into quite a thrashing, my friend.
Excellent.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 bar. New venue. Great
new place.
Fun.
Yes. Yeah. So it's moved to Holloway Road, as mentioned, the old Fibbers bar. They're having more and more gigs on, so I'm still going to do Friday and Saturday.
All right.
So this Friday the 6th.
Sorry, just before you go further, this does effectively mean that we've abandoned the devil, doesn't it?
For now.
For now.
For now. But I think they will go back to pretty much what they had before.
Before long, do you think?
Yeah.
All right. You'd need to listen to old shows to understand what we're on about there.
Yeah. So Friday night, God Mode and Spite
House. Oh, really? It's God Mode. That's what we've
got.
Given up with the devil. God Mode.
Spite House and to be confirmed, so there'll be another band on. It's Friday evening.
Man, I've got no idea these days. £6.
It is £6.
Oh, nice.
See? Back to normal. Saturday night, it's a Ruction Records night. They're
heavy.
Nine Bar, Injury Time, Face Your Enemy, Proven to the Nines, and Life Betrays Us. So Ruction Records night could be a bit heavy. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is £6.
Excellent. You know what? After those crazy first couple of weekends, they do appear to be getting back to normal, don't they?
Excellent.
They start Thursday or Sunday at around about £6. It's going to be just like the old days.
Yeah. But that's it for this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar. New venue. Nice. Right. So I ought to get on with another track, didn't I? This next one is yet another track. What have I done with that? Here we are. Yet another track from this week's Bannerman's Bar Under the Bridge Volume 10. This is a band called Tommy Concrete and the Werewolves, Tony. All the bands featured on this CD have gigged at Bannerman's, presumably in the last year. So they're likely to be touring at present as well. So do make sure you check them out via their websites, see what they're doing. What is Tommy Concrete and a Werewolf Bandcamp page?
Ooh, TommyConcrete.bandcamp.com.
It is! Good shout! It's only five, probably the internet one. Oh my God, there's no way back! This is Werewolf Justice.
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tommy Concrete and the Werewolves. And this is information time about what I'm doing this week. First of all, are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. I've got the day off from Thursday, so we may be going out to do something or other. Maybe go to the cinema, which we didn't do last week. But apart from that, no plans.
Well, you know what you could do on Thursday, Tony?
What's that?
You celebrate my 45th birthday,
of course,
which is what it'd be on Thursday. Because this week is Paulmas. Once a year I have Pormas. Last year I had the 12 days of Pormas. Nearly killed me. So this year I'm just doing Pormas. So Pormas Eve, which is Wednesday night, so you might have heard this by then, I'm having a quiet birthday dinner with my mother and father. Yeah. That's because Thursday, Friday, Saturday I'm doing my shows in Hitchin, Lexington, Bulldog, Hitchin and Lexworth. And you can find out all about them on lastminutecomedy.com. I have a plethora of different acts on this week. Thursday night is Nico Yu with Dave Green and Brian Higgins. And Saturday's Nico, Dave and Lloyd Langford, who's on tour at the moment. He's Rod Gilbert's best mate from his shows. You'd probably recognise if you saw him. Saturday night, Brian replaces Lloyd again. So it's a bit all over the place. But it's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to being 30-15, Tony.
Excellent. That's a good age.
Yeah, it is a good round age, 30-15, isn't it? I'm happy to. Next year I'll be 30-16. I don't know how long I can keep this 30-something thing going on for, but I have now been a 30-something for a decade and a half. Yes. So that's what I'm doing this week. Feel free to wish me happy birthday. Come down to those shows and do whatever you like to me. As long as I don't hurt. Yeah, basically, buy us a drink, will you? Go on. Come down. Come to my show. Pay to get in. Buy me a drink. I'm 45. You know, 45, man.
I know. Dangerous.
That's 45 hard years, Tony.
Oh, you've lived.
That's 45 hard years with more than my fair share of lie-ins, to be fair, which is why I look so young and pretty. Right, that's what I'm doing this week anyway, and I hope some of you will be around to enjoy it with me. And let's see if one or two of you can't write happy birthday on my Facebook page, or indeed tweet a happy birthday to me by tweeting at Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E. Not that I'm desperate, I just haven't got any mates anymore. So anyone who says happy birthday, I'm really happy with. It'll make it a proper happy birthday. Anyway, that's it. Pormas this week. Amazing.
Excellent. Good.
Amazing. Now, here we go. This is really important because as it's Pormas, I'm treating myself to a song of my own choosing, Tony.
Oh, okay.
This song of my own choosing, I don't know whether we've ever played it before. I don't think we have. So I can't technically call it from the vaults, but it's very, very old because it's from a CD that came out in 1996. So it's prior to that. And it's a band called Empress of Fur. Now, the CD was called This Is Psychobilly. I don't think it's available anymore, but this is Psychobilly, the ultimate Psychobilly collection. And it is, as a way into Psychobilly, it's absolutely brilliant. It's got all the best bands from the mid-80s to early 90s on it. And I can't even remember who brought it out now. Demon, I think. Anyway, it's just absolutely brilliant. And I was playing it again in the car the other day because I lent it to my mate Steve 3 years ago, and then he finally remembered to give me it back. And I played it in the car and went, oh, that's brilliant. And then this track came on and went, oh, I love that. So even though it's very unlikely you'll ever get the chance to see Empress of Fur play, they do have a Facebook page. What is it, Tony?
Facebook.com/Empress of Fur?
No, it's facebook.com/Empress.of.fur. They did get back together and do a gig or two a few years ago, I think. I don't know what happened after that. This is, as it's my birthday, I'll tell you, this is one of my favourite ever songs. You should be hearing the intro to it right now. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 5, and this is Johnny Voodoo.
Let me tell you a story. Johnny Voodoo.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm quite excited about my birthday, you know. My dad, when he was 45, I remember we went out for dinner, and he had a terrible night. He didn't enjoy being 45 at all. It was like it really hit him.
Yeah?
But for me, I've never really grown up, so I've only been 30, 50.
Did it never really affect you? I know my brother-in-law went, the 50 was the big one. That,
yeah, well, I've got a feeling 50 is going to be my settling down year.
Right.
But settling down is relative, isn't it?
It is.
I have a feeling I'll be slowing down at 50. Okay. I have a feeling I won't be able to walk up to women in bars and say hi at 50. Up to 50, I still think I can.
Right.
Okay. Actually, just briefly, in Oslo last week, I got chatted up by a 20-year-old woman.
Right? Excellent.
And she was there with a 24-year-old mate. And the 20-year-old woman said, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually chatting you up. And you're 44 and I'm 20. And I said to her, how old's your mate? And she went, I'm 24. I went, brilliant. Threesome, then we're level. That freaked them both out and they ran off. I thought that was making perfect sense.
You can't beat the maths, though, can you?
You can't beat the maths.
No.
I've still got the maths, Tony.
Mm.
If nothing else. So... have you got a twat?
I don't.
Oh, dear. Go on, remind everyone.
Yep, don't forget, I do need your twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. All I want is the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Let us be the judge of that. All twats seed with thanks. So email me now.
Email me all.
Email me now.
You can definitely do that in that style from now on. You've only got to learn it three times, it'll be automatic.
Oh yes, I can do that. I can repeat.
So what are we going to do instead, Tony?
I've got another gig guide, Paul.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
It's like children's television.
Yeah.
Right.
So Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham. He's topping and tailing this beautifully. Isn't what we've been doing at start as well.
There's another one of these free rock and roll gigs.
They're the best kind.
Free rock and roll, that's what it's called, on Duke Street in Liverpool. This Thursday, the Feminists and Raw Bones. Oh, and Ice Pop for Breakfast. It's a completely free entry night. First band's on at 9. Oh, and apparently they've got £3 house doubles as well.
Blimey.
There you go. It's called Sound Food and Drink. That's it.
Sound Food and Drink. When you bear in mind that they've got £3 house doubles, and on Saturday night in Oslo, I bought, stupidly drunk, 5 shots.
Right.
For me and the people I was with, and it came to 37 quid.
Damn.
And then I bought a week's shopping for less than that when I got home. £3 house doubles, just that. It's like it's a dream for me.
Heaven, isn't it?
Dream. Yeah, it's a dream. And it's free, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, free entry. Sounds great to me.
And that's it, is it?
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
Thank you very much, R. Graham, for helping us put the show together this week, frankly.
There you go.
Now, last track this week, Tony, and it's another track from the Bannerman's Bar Under the Bridge Volume 10, which you'll have the chance to win. I'm going to ask the question after the song at the very end of the show. So listen right through. You get the question at the end, and I'll let you know how you can win this fabulous CD. Band called the Amorettes, Tony. Now, we've just had some girl-fronted rock and roll. Let's have some more, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Please.
Excellent idea. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Amorettes website?
Theamorettes.com.
No, theamorettes.co.uk. Amorettes, amorettes.co.uk. Boy, the internet 3, Tony 5. A good win for you, Tony.
Excellent. I'm happy with that.
This rocks out. This is Bull by the Horns. That was the Amorettes. That's about it for this week. All that's left to do is to give you an opportunity to win the CD we've been playing tracks of on this week's show. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, here's the question, first of all. Which two streets are Bannerman's Bar on the corner of? So, nice. For example, you know, like 46 and Vine or something like that, right? Mm. So which two streets are Bannerman's on the corner of? There's only two. It does involve you having to look at a map, most likely, or just go to the Bannerman's website, which is Bannerman's Bar, Bannerman's Live, UK. They might only have one of the streets on there, but it will give you a clue. When you have the answer, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Bannerman's Competition, and we'll read out the winner next week. So get on this, all right? Get on it. Tony, there's a couple of internet stations I'd like you to mention who cover the show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, andra.se.
Thank you very much to them, and thank you very much to everyone for listening this week. I hope to see one or two of you at my birthday celebrations over the next few days. Good luck with the competition, and hey, little teaser, might have some UK subs news next week, Tony.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!